Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
To arrest those.
But how was he threatening Border Patrol? You've collected the evidence, you said, right? You have the handgun in your possession?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And how was he using that handgun in terms of threatening Border Patrol? What was the threat? He had his camera, right? He was filming it.
All right, you know it's bad for the Trump administration when even mainstream Fox News hosts aren't really buying the narrative that they are selling regarding the murder of 37-year-old nurse Alex Preddy. Maria Bartiromo brings Kash Patel on her show. We have multiple hits to run through, but she brings Kash Patel on her Sunday morning show and begins to ask him about what went down. She then stops and says, whoa, whoa, whoa. He wasn't threatening anybody. He was standing there filming it, indicating that Maria Bartiromo saw the video that every other American saw and was pretty disturbed. She saw a man exercising both his First Amendment rights of protesting and freedom of speech and recording, and his Second Amendment right of having a concealed firearm. And yet, just for exercising his constitutional rights, he gets killed by undertrained agents. In the video, he's standing there with a cell phone in his hand, filming federal agents, not brandishing a gun. They're trying to claim he had a gun in his hand. That did not happen. Videos show a woman getting pushed by ICE agents. So as an ICU nurse, he seems to instinctively want to go help. As he's trying to help her up, he gets pepper sprayed and thrown to the ground. His gun gets taken. He gets shot. Not once, not twice, but like 6 to 10 times, even while he's laying there motionless. He gets executed. The Border Patrol agents are then yelling, where is his gun? Where did his gun go? Indicating that they didn't even know whether he was armed or not. They didn't even know that he was disarmed moments before. Awful, awful training that leads to unnecessary deaths in the streets of America. Everybody should be mad about this. Even Fox News hosts are not believing the narrative coming out of this administration. Let's jump to last night when Fox News contributor Ted Williams disrupted their narrative on air.
Streets of Minneapolis today. What is first and foremost in your mind?
Well, John, I got to tell you, I've watched that videotape at least about, let's say, 100 times, because I knew I was going to be coming on with you and I wanted to speak as accurate as I can. And I do believe that there needs to be a complete investigation. I was taken back by the White House, who initially put out what I defined as misrepresentation of what took place there when you look at the video. It was said that Mr. Peretti was brandishing a weapon. Well, he was not brandishing a weapon. Yes, he did have a weapon. It was said that by the White House that Mr. Peretti attacked those agents. No, he did not attack those agents.
He did not attack any agents. And then this clip went especially viral because Ted Williams spikes down the Fox News host lies.
But, you know, the question I've asked a number of times today, Ted, is, who goes to a protest and brings a gun? I mean,
oh, come on.
Was he not asking for some kind of trouble in that situation?
No, I really don't think so, John. Look, I've been on this channel on numerous occasions where we talk about the Second Amendment and the right to carry firearms. And I've known people to go to demonstrations before in the past and to have firearms with them. He didn't do anything with that firearm. That man is dead. And there's a question mark as to whether he should have been killed under these circumstances.
Thank you, Ted Williams, for bringing the truth to Fox News for once, for the first time in forever. I mean, they're justifying killing somebody for exercising his Second Amendment right and having his hands up before he's thrown to the ground. They're one step away from saying, oh, maybe he shouldn't have used speech that way. Maybe she shouldn't have spoken that way and she wouldn't have faced the consequences. Dude, this is America. We have the First Amendment right to speak however we want. And as far as I'm aware, you can ask any conservative, we have the Second Amendment right to carry a firearm, especially in states that allow concealed carry. Let's jump over to Maria Bartiromo on Fox News, who initially seemed skeptical when the segment starts. She already seems skeptical. But after Kash Patel peddles his BS, she goes, wait a minute, that's not what we saw in the video.
Investigation. But there is outrage across the country that there is another killing. Someone is dead at the hands of Border Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell us?
Yep.
Great to be with you, Maria. And look, Secretary Noem stated it perfectly. You do not get to attack law enforcement officials in this country without any repercussions. You do not get to do that in Minnesota, LA, or anywhere else. And the interagency is leading the charge out there. We've already arrested with the interagency those that violated the FACE Act and impeded a peaceful prayer in church. We've already just last night arrested four more individuals involved in the damage of government property that we saw the videos of online. We've arrested other individuals who've made threats to law enforcement online.
Watch, this answer is not good enough for Maria Bartiromo, who seems stunned and who jumps in and says, but how is he threatening Border Patrol? He had a camera. He was just filming everything.
But as Secretary Noem said, no one who wants to be peaceful shows up at a protest with a firearm that is loaded with two full magazines. That is not a peaceful protest, and you do not get to touch law enforcement. You do that anywhere, this FBI is going to be following, leading the charge to arrest those.
But how was he threatening Border Patrol? You've collected the evidence, you said, right? You have the handgun in your possession?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And how was he using that handgun in terms of threatening Border Patrol? What was the threat? He had his camera, right? He was filming it.
That's something that I will let the DHS and the prosecutors, because they are the ones investigating that case. I don't want to stylize that evidence. But I trust the men and women on the ground who are trained professionals to only use it when it's absolutely necessary. And I trust Secretary Noem's leadership.
Okay, now Kash Patel doesn't want to, quote, stylize the evidence by giving his opinion on something that's still ongoing. But Stephen Miller, J.D. Vance, Caroline Levitt even, they're all more than happy to call this man an assassin, call Renee Good a domestic terrorist one hour after she's killed. It's just complete incoherence from this administration that clearly does not want you to believe what you saw with your own eyes. Imagine if no cell phones recorded this or the Renee Good situation, so all we had to go off was a DHS's report. We would think that both of these individuals that were murdered were actual, like, domestic terrorists if we were just going based off what they said, but we have a plethora of video evidence that shows Preddy was trying to help somebody, literally trying to help a woman who had been pepper sprayed by an agent. And before he was shot, he was pepper sprayed himself, then wrestled to the ground. His weapon appears to have been taken by agents. That has been confirmed. And it was all captured on bystander video. Yet the DHS does not want you to believe your own eyes. Even Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara just went on Face the Nation and admitted, there's no evidence. They don't have any evidence that suggests a weapon was branded. This is not some liberal activist or agitator like Trump will likely claim. This is the police chief of Minneapolis.
Let me ask you about what we know, because DHS claims that Preddy had a weapon on him. You said that you implied Preddy was carrying at the time of the incident when you said he was a legal firearm owner with a license to carry. Do you know if the weapon remained concealed or was it ever brandished?
I have seen different experts and people analyzing the video mm-hmm. that have made statements about that. I cannot speculate, but I don't have any evidence that I've seen that suggests that the weapon was brandished.
Okay, because we checked, the Minnesota gun permit rules allow for concealed carry, and there are no restrictions on carrying in a protest.
Yes.
That speaks for itself. There's no evidence the weapon was brandished, and we already have a dozen videos, maybe a dozen different angles of this happening, and he's saying there is no evidence. Here's him saying people have had enough in Minneapolis.
Even if there is an investigation that ultimately proves that at the time of the shooting it was legally justified, I don't think that even matters at this point, because there is so much outrage and concern around what is happening in the city.
What do you mean it doesn't matter at this point? You mean the situation on the ground is already, the impression is left?
People have had enough. This is the third shooting now in less than 3 weeks. The Minneapolis Police Department went the entire year last year recovering about 900 guns from the street, arresting hundreds and hundreds of violent offenders, and we didn't shoot anyone. And now this is the second American citizen that's been killed. It's the third shooting within 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
People have been speaking out, saying that this was going to happen again. And I think everyone is kind of waiting.
The point that he just made there was so incredibly key. That is the defeater for any MAGA argument that they're making the streets safer. He said, and I just fact check it, he's right. The Minneapolis Police Department went the entire year last year recovering about 900 guns from the street, arresting hundreds of violent officers, and they didn't shoot anyone. This is not sustainable because two people have already been shot this year and it's just beginning. Here is Colonel Lockjaw from One Battle After Another, aka Greg Bovino, getting grilled on CNN. Take a look.
There's no evidence that he was perpetrating violence. And there's no evidence, unless you have it, and we'd love to see it if there is, that he was intending to massacre law enforcement, other than the fact that he was there and he had a gun lawfully.
He meant to be there beforehand. Again, Dana, he came there beforehand.
How do you know that?
For a reason.
How do you know that?
Because he was there.
But all he was doing was filming and documenting it, which is legal. He was carrying a gun, which in Minneapolis is legal.
I didn't say it wasn't. And I didn't say it wasn't legal.
So then what did he do that was illegal?
Assault federal law enforcement when he does that. That's an active law enforcement crime scene.
Where do you see in the video that he was
assaulting? Decided to enter into.
Where do you see in the video that he was assaulting law enforcement? Because from everything we have seen, law enforcement was assaulting him.
So what you see here is quite literally a battle of good versus evil. So you have Police Chief Brian O'Hara, who genuinely cares about the community, the Minneapolis community. He's fair. He's steady-handed. Nobody's perfect, but he's genuinely a steady-handed, calm leader. He's doing a great job at bringing the facts, saying, hey, we don't have any evidence of the things this administration is jumping to. People have had enough of the lies. He is being great about this. Then we have the actual super villain from a movie, Gregory Bovino, who is the out-of-state federal agent who comes in and thinks he knows what happened and is just lying on CNN. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.